So there's the raw material. Once they get the raw material, then they can get to scanning. And scanning, one of the things that is useful, I think, for our students to understand is that scanning just means measuring. And they tend to think of scanning as some kind of abstract, mysterious activity. And it is a little abstract, but it's just measuring the line in relation to the pattern. And I like to do this because the ancient grammarians said to do this, scan the line aloud using verse beats, called ictus or pulse, marking acoustically those metrical feet or those metrical measures. And so it's a way of doing what we do for the eye, but just doing it for the ear. And then in actual reading, that second step, I think that our previous generation of scholars, L.P. Wilkinson from the 60s, probably one of his book in the 60s, Golden Latin Artistry, I think was one of the best on this, to really get us to the point of understanding that abstract metrical pattern is an undercurrent, that it's in the background once we know it, and then the actual performance of the poetry would be emphasizing word accent. And so you begin to feel that undercurrent, but you emphasize the word accent, natural word accent. And this becomes clear in the grammarians, the Latin grammarians, so they say things like, for the purpose of scanning, we introduce an artificial accent on the words for the purpose of scanning. And then the implication is, when you go back to actual reading, when it's not the purpose of measuring or scanning anymore, you go back to the normal accents, go back to your regular word accents. So I think the side that says poetry should pronounce with a natural word accent, I think that's totally right. I think the argument then says there's no such thing as metrical beat, I think that's wrong. Because the metrical beat, even though it's not performed, it still makes itself felt in the way we do the poems.